your Chinese New Year. So happy New Year's. And this is the month of Valentine's, a month about love. And this is the month that we celebrate Black History Month. So you can see that there is a lot of things going on during the month of February. And so I am glad to be here to share this time with you. Also during this month, this is the time that I have said goodbye to Pastor Cap. And that happened 4 years ago yesterday. So it was a bittersweet day as I thought back over the good memories that I had to share with him, being married for 38 years to him. So I thought today it would be a good time because the Chinese New Year is all about family and celebration. Black History Month is all about celebrating people who made sacrifices of love for a cause and for their people. And then Valentine's Day is about love and how we love each other if God has put someone in our lives, and how to put that past our family to love others. That's what it's all about. So that's why I thought today I would talk about the power of love. Because we love because it says, the Bible tells us, because he first loved us. I chose the passage of the Good Samaritan because that is teaching us how to go beyond ourselves and love other people and how to love our enemies, because God is teaching us how to be love people that are not like us, that are not part of our group. How do we love the way that he loves us? And so I just want to say that God blessed me to have earthly love with Pastor Cap for 38 years, meeting him when I was only 19 years old in college. And so I know what love is all about, and God has shown us how to love other people the same as he loved us. I think the number one message that we can get from all of God's love is that love involves sacrifice. And so he sacrificed himself, and he's asking us, will you love to the point that you would make sacrifices for someone else? Think about your past 3 to 6 months. Have you shown love to anyone that has caused you to have to sacrifice whatever? It could be time, it could be energy, it could be resources, whatever, but love involves sacrifice. I love the scripture. It says, who can separate us from the love of God? Can our troubles, our hardships, our persecutions, famine, danger, sword, what can separate us from the love of God? And the answer is nothing. Because it says in Romans 8:35-39, it says, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered to be sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Isn't that encouraging? Are we conquerors? Through him who loved us. I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen to that, that there is nothing that will come our way that can separate us from the love of God. And so he gives us a responsibility that once we know about love, which we know through him, is then we have a responsibility to love others. 1 John 3:1, so how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. People, we are called children of God, and that's what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. God changed the world by sending his son, making a sacrifice, Jesus Christ. And so he's telling us, that we can do the same. We can change the world by the love that we show to our neighbors, to others. And that's what the world is looking for. They're looking for, how do I find love? And we as Christians, we as the church, we as the body of Christ are the only ones that have the answer. That God is saying, I want you to do what I've done, and that's to love your neighbor. And so I am just so thankful that C.S. Lewis once said, though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not. We may feel unloved, we may feel that we are not part of God's family, but he says that is not true. That may change, but love does not. Many of you already know and probably memorized 1 Corinthians 13 many, many years ago, but it tells us about love. And it says everything else that we may do will come and go, but love never ends. We can be assured of that. So do we live our lives as saying, God, I know that love will never end. And no matter what jobs you've given me to do, what you've asked me to do for others, love is an action word. It involves doing. And so I am willing to love as an action. I know that years ago, there was a man that showed sacrificial love for my family. And he says that he was willing to donate a kidney to Pastor Cap, which is the ultimate form of love. That you would say, I'm willing to sacrifice my health at this moment. I'm willing to do a great gift of love. And so I wanted today to share a letter that he wrote that we never got to hear at Pastor Cap's funeral because of the time constraints. But I'm going to read to you a letter that he wrote about why he was willing to give this gift of love. And so it just shows the power of love that someone would have for another person. So here is written by a man by the name of Ray Stouffer. And here's what he said. Throughout our Christian walk, the Lord crosses our path with spiritual leaders and mentors to come alongside us, to encourage us, to love us unconditionally. I have no doubt that each and every one of us here this morning have been blessed by this form of love, if you've known Pastor Cap, our earthly Christian brother, who was in many ways Jesus with skin on. One of the greatest blessings in my Christian walk was not only the privilege of knowing him as a brother in Christ, but being able to donate a kidney to him over 16 years ago. I hesitate to mention this because I don't want to come across as being prideful or boastful for being a live donor. However, as a witness to God's and Cap's boundless love for others, I mention this for God's glory and a testimony of being an instrument for his purpose. I recall a discussion around how we in our human form struggle to accept free gifts in a society that flourishes on individuals earning what we have. For many, the greatest struggle to even accept Christ as Lord come down to accepting the greatest gift, a gift that is totally and unconditionally free. We concluded that many people miss out on great blessings in their lives because they fail to truly allow Christ in their lives and in turn to be a blessing to others. So as a Christian, when we refuse to accept a free gift from others, we take away their blessings. It is in this spirit that God allowed me to be a blessing in Pastor Cap's life. And that was a young man who had never had any kind of surgery before. And that said, I think God is calling me to be a donor, to show love beyond what I've ever done before. And I'm willing to make a sacrifice of love to him. I don't think that God may call you or he may ask you to do that kind of sacrifice. But are we willing to say, I abandon my desires, my time, to say I will show love? The Bible tells us in John 14, 15, they will know we are Christians by our love. That's what he tells us about the world out there, the Samaritans, people that we come in contact. They're going to know we are Christians, that we belong to God because of the way that we love. And so that's the challenge in this day and age of division. And you know that you hear it on the news, you hear it in your families, that there's all kinds of divisions. And he's saying, keep in the forefront that we are known by the love that we share for other people. Starts in our home, because the greatest role models for our kids of what love is the way we treat each other as husband and wife, the way we treat them and to show them we're loved. They will know we're Christians by our love. John 14, 15. He says, because if you love me, you will keep my commands. And therefore, he's saying to us, because of your love for me and my love for you, and I've shown it, you are going to keep my commands. And so I just think of all the different stories you can read where somebody stepped outside of themselves to show love, and it changed someone else's life. I was reading this story recently about a person on an airplane, and he was sitting beside two children that seemed to be very annoying to him as he was traveling. They were little toddlers and a baby, and they were crying. And they were traveling just with their mom. And the young man said, I am just wanting to get away as I'm going on this business trip. But then he says it was that he could feel God speaking in his mind, in his heart, saying to him, you can do something about this. This is a time that she will know about Christ because of your love that you show towards her. Total stranger. And so he assisted her with taking care of one of the children, coloring with them, entertaining them. It can be minor in your mind, but it can be life-changing with someone else. When they interviewed the mom at a different point, and the mom's response was, I was blown away by God's hand in this, so that he would sit me next to someone who showed love and kindness. How annoyed he could have been, but he showed love and kindness. They would know we're Christians by our love. That is just what God is teaching us every day. And I'm not sure if sometimes we listen for that voice. How do we know it? Because we listen to the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our heart, in our minds. And when he says, do it, are we willing to do it? Say, I abandon my pleasure, my comfort, and I will step out to do it. Rick Warren is a pastor, and you may have heard of him or read some of the books that he's written, such as The Purpose-Driven Life. And he says, God is love. He didn't need us, but he wanted us. And that is the most amazing thing. God showed love to us, not because he needed us, but he knew we needed him. And so that's what we have to be willing to do also. Show love to someone because they need us, and we're not looking at how do I get something back. That was the story that we looked at this morning in scripture, how the man helped his enemy. Because the Jews and Samaritans were enemies. They hated each other. Equal hate back and forth. But he says, I am going to reach out and help because of love. Because he said he looked at the man with compassion. And God gave him the ability to reach down, give him money, day's wages, to help him to safety and to take care of him by dropping him off, saying, I'm willing to pay whatever's needed. And so even though the expert that asked Jesus the question, how do I inherit eternal life? How do I know who my neighbor is? Even though he knew the answer because he was an expert, he was a teacher of the law of Moses, and he was very, very good at what he knew. He was asking permission. God, can you tell me it's okay not to love my enemies? Can you tell me that it's okay to, and that I'm right in loving someone that is unlike me? Because as you know, the story of the Jews and the Samaritans were Jews, but they had intermarried people that were not Christians. They had intermarried God's enemies and the Jewish enemies, the Assyrians. And so they had sort of wobbled on the law. So they were saying, these people are not of us. We are not them. They are not us. Can't we not love them? And he says, no, you are a part of me, and therefore love as I've loved. So I just think that is really, really a beautiful story when you talk about the power of love. And it's the positive point is that God doesn't say you have to do it on your own energy, your own strength, and you have to muster up your willpower. He is saying, I will love them through you. I will love them through you. David gave us a good example of that in 1 Samuel 2, because we know that in 2 Samuel, we know that King Saul had really turned against David, and he was trying to kill David many, many, many times. But somehow Jonathan, Saul's son, and David were best friends. They loved each other. And that's a good example about friendship. And so when David looked at how Saul and Jonathan were killed, he could have finished off the enemies and said, I'm on my way to the throne and I don't want any competition. I don't want anybody that's going to interfere with me. But instead he said, God, I want you to show me who in that kingdom I can love. And he started loving Jonathan's son. He gave him an inheritance, and then he also helped him to live in his house, and he took care of him for the rest of his life. That is called love making a sacrifice, because he knew that he had the power to annihilate all those people. And he said, I'm going to love Jonathan's son because I loved Jonathan. The power of love, when it goes beyond what would be required, when it goes beyond what anybody would expect, because it would be okay not to love someone who had tried to kill you, who had done many, many things to you when you had done nothing against them. But he says, I will look for someone that I can help. And he found that person, and I want to show them the power of love. And he says he treated him like his own son for as long as he lived. I think that's a good example for us as we think about how do I love somebody that has not totally been kind or reciprocated the kind of love that God is talking about in his word. But we experience the power of love from God. So we can look for opportunities to show that love to our coworkers, to our extended family, to people that may not treat us as kindly as we think that we should be. So that's my challenge to each one of us as we look at your Chinese New Year, which is just coming to an end. When you look at Valentine's Day, which is over, as we look at Black History Month, as we look at different points in our lives this month, can we look for opportunities to show the power of love to others? Can we stretch the word as God said, these are your neighbors, whoever you come in contact with, whoever you have the opportunity to love and to share my love with, they are your neighbor. That God will lavish it as his love on us, we would do the same for our neighbors and for those that he put in our lives. I think as we look at our founder, which is called John Wesley, he says, love is the highest gift of God. Our revelations, our gifts are little things compared to love. And so that was one of the challenges in our religion and in the Wesleyan denomination, that he says the highest gift that we can give and that we've gotten is love, and that we emulate that in every day, in a daily ongoing way. The scriptures that we've read before, and you know, as I said, that we're nothing without love, and that love, according to 1 Corinthians 1:8, love never ends. And that's what he was telling the people in the church of Corinth, and they were Christian people. He says, whatever you do, aim towards love above all else, love. So Wesley encouraged Christians to do all they could to the bodies and souls of their neighbors. Challenge for the rest of the world is to love, love, love. We've been studying key people in my church on Black history, how people made sacrifices of love, knowing that some of them would give their lives, would lose their family, would lose everything that they own, but they said, I'm willing to make a sacrifice for the cause of Christ. And they demonstrated that by going out, bringing attention to social injustice. And you probably can think of examples in your own lives of where you have stood up when you knew it may not go very well for you. It may damage your career. It may not get you the promotion, but you say, I'm willing to do what I need to do for the cause of Christ. And because I know that he's calling me to a higher gift. So if that isn't our calling, if that's not what you believe that God has put you here for, we would say, search the scriptures, pray to the Holy Spirit. God, show me how I can change my attitude if that's what needs to happen. I can change my actions so that I can love those around me, those that you've placed in my life. Go beyond myself. I'm carried away for the cause of Christ. So we're not focused on being useful to God, but being of value to God, abandoned to God, not focusing on how we look, how we walk, how we talk, but how do we genuinely love a holy God? Oswald Chambers, and I've read from that book to you before, wrote a devotion, and he says that when God works, he works through us all the time. He needs us, and he will use us as he work. So when you love the way God loves, he's not looking for you to be a servant of God. He's saying, I want you to be a servant to others. Can that be your prayer today? I'm willing to figuratively wash someone's feet. I'm willing to do what people would underestimate as being important, to show love, or not having time to show love. It's not about preaching the gospel, it's living it, loving it, loving other people. Do the things that count for Christ, not for men. And that's what he's asking us to do. I want to read to you a quote by a man by the name of Philip Yancey. And he says, he gives us a challenge that I think that would, if we think about it this week, we will live our lives a little different. But he talks about sociologists having a theory of the looking glass self. And you become what the most important person in your life thinks you are. He says, if you think your wife is the most important, your father, your mother, whoever the most important person in your life is, you will live up to their expectations and what they think you are. And he says, how would life change if I believed the Bible's astounding words about God's love for me? And if I looked in the mirror and saw what God sees, do you think that would change your life? He said, if you looked in the mirror and you saw what God sees about you and what God sees about other people, would it change your life, how we act and love and live? And he's saying that, yes, if he's our highest role model, we would be willing to do that. I think it's encouraging to say that, as Martin Luther did many, many, many years ago, that underneath all our sins is to trust the lie of the devil that says we cannot trust the love and grace of Christ and must take matters in our own hands. And he's saying we don't. We can love with the love that he has given us. God changed the world through love. Let us have that challenge in our lives to change the world through love, based on John 3:16. Billy Graham said, God proved his love on the cross. When Christ hung and bled and died, it was God saying to the world, I love you. Can we go out this week, this month, and let the world know I love you because God loved me first? That is my prayer for us, and that is my challenge, that we will look at the story of the Good Samaritan, somebody that we have every right to dislike, and say, God, I love, and I looked on him with compassion, showed mercy because of your love that you have placed in my heart and my life. Thank you, Jesus, for his blessings. Amen.